online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
Thousands of teenagers across Kent have been collecting their GCSE results today, and for the first time, there's a new grading system. Nicola has more for KMFM.
This new 1-9 system applies to maths, English and English literature instead of the traditional letters. Today, the number of teenagers scoring at least a C or a 4 is down 0.6 percentage points on last year, dropping to 66.3, while the amount with top grades, that's an A or now a 7, has fallen to 20%, the lowest for a decade. These students have been collecting their results from St John's Catholic in Gravesend.
I was aiming for a 4, then at one point, if you want to go into sixth form, you need a 5, so that was a bit confusing.
There were no past papers and a few resources.
No one really knew what to expect because all the teachers, they didn't know what to expect, so it was hard.
Matt Barron is the head teacher there. He says the test results may cause some confusion.
What isn't clear is the wider community, how much parents understand it, sixth form colleges, universities, and of course employers, and how that is reflected over the next few years.
It has been claimed more pupils were stressed over their exams this time around than ever before, but the Minister of State for School Standards, Nick Gibb, has dismissed that.
More time is spent actually teaching, and students can spend more time preparing and learning and reading than they, instead of simply sitting and preparing exams and retaking exams over and over again. So actually, the stress level is less for young people now.
And if you've collected your results today and don't know what to do next, don't forget to listen to our GCSE surgery on the hit list tonight from 7.
KMFM News.
Net migration has fallen to its lowest level in 3 years. 246,000 more people moved to the UK than left in the year to March. That's 81,000 fewer than in the previous 12 months. A drug driver from Gravesend's been jailed for more than 2 years for injuring two police officers as he tried to avoid being arrested. 24-year-old Gavin Jarvis from St Albans Close reversed a vehicle he'd stolen into a patrol car several times. He didn't have a licence at the time and has also been given a 3-year driving ban.
This is KMFM.
Some people over 40 are said to be so inactive that they can't even manage a brisk 10-minute walk every month. Public Health England's describing the situation as an epidemic, warning of serious health issues unless they start exercising. Dr. Jenny Harris says there are huge benefits.
No need for your special kit, no need for expensive gym membership. Build it into a walk to school, or taking the dog for a walk or lunchtime at work. It will decrease their chance of diabetes by about 40%, cardiovascular disease 35%, and we know people feel better for it.
Police have released CCTV images of two men they're looking for after expensive watches were stolen from a shop at Bluewater. A number of Rolexes were taken from Watchfinder on Sunday afternoon. We've tweeted the pictures via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Firefighters in Kent have told KMFM new technology is being used in the county to try and prevent anything like the Grenfell Tower blaze ever happening here. We've been looking at how they're being trained to use drones to predict how fires might spread and what kits being put in high-rise blocks to tackle flames from inside. Station manager Stuart Alban says the drones are particularly useful.
We can also use it to specifically monitor our crews and how their firefighting is actually affecting the fire to help the incident commander make operational decisions about where they need to deploy resources.
You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk. And Taylor Swift's finally announced the release date for her new album, and we haven't got long to wait for the first single. She's posted on Instagram that Reputation will be out on November the 10th, with the first song released later today.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Football, and Liverpool will find out later who they'll face in the Champions League group stage after beating Hoffenheim in the final qualifying round. They won the second leg 4-2 at Anfield to take a 6-3 victory overall. Chelsea, Tottenham, Manchester City, Man United and Celtic are also in today's draw. In the meantime, England manager Gareth Southgate's likely to face questions about Wayne Rooney later. He announces his squad for the upcoming World Cup qualifiers with more Malta and Slovakia a day after Rooney retired from international football. And in athletics, Sir Mo Farah races on the track for the final time tonight. The multiple world and Olympic champion goes in the 5,000 metres at the Diamond League meeting in Zurich. Kent's relay world champion Adam Jamili will also be in action. He goes in the 100 metres after being disqualified from the same event in Birmingham at the weekend.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.